Good morning and welcome to Peace. And I feel like I should almost reintroduce myself. I'm Pastor Lucky. It feels awkward, actually, just in the fact that we've kind of had a few quirky weeks. Sunday fell on a Christmas, or Christmas fell on a Sunday. New Year's fell on a Sunday, and then we missed church last Sunday, so it just kind of feels out of rhythm. Well, today we're getting back in rhythm, and we have some exciting weeks ahead here at Peace as we're focusing in on the fruit of the Spirit. And there are 9 of those, and we're going to be talking about each fruit leading on up to Lent, which starts in March. So today is one of my favorite topics. You know, some people like to talk about things and they just don't stop, like talking about the Beavers. They know about the linebackers and the quarterback and where they grew up and what they like to eat for breakfast. Maybe you have a friend that's like this. Joy is one of those topics that I love to just talk about. So I will keep my sermon short, I promise, but I love talking about joy. So God's blessings to you this morning as we do talk about Jesus' special gift to his followers, the gift of joy. A couple other announcements to share. This is actually a very busy week for Peace. Just want to highlight a couple things that are going on. First off, a Rotary on Tuesday is the speaker. Rotary is at noon on Tuesday, and the speaker is going to be addressing American and childhood obesity challenges and what to do with that challenge. So if you want to hear more about that, come let me know. Come let Oscar know, and we'll get you hooked up, and you can come on Tuesday. It's open to anyone in our congregation. Thursday, the chamber will be meeting at Peace at noon, and the discussion will be about the Benton County Historical Museum. Some of you may have heard that the museum is being relocated to Corvallis on 1st and 2nd Streets. And so the person that runs the Benton County Historical Museum is going to come to talk about what's going to happen to the historical museum here in Philomath. So really enlightening conversation this week at Peace. Next week, next Sunday, we're inviting our partners that we partner with in ministry and in different aspects in the community. The person that's coming is Melissa Goff. She's the superintendent of Philomath School District. She'll be coming to share an update about what's going on with the school district. So that'll happen next week. Other announcements to share this morning before we begin? Peggy?
Well, I have 2 announcements. The first is that ladies will be meeting at June's Kids Closet, 1 o'clock till about 3. So come on out on Tuesday for that. The second is that this is the 75th year of Lutheran Women's Missionary League of doing mites to spread the gospel and the word about Jesus. So they've developed a brand new box, which we've got, and I will be putting a box in everyone's mailbox for you. And if you don't want it, just slip it back into my box. But I think that we just want you to realize that mites do more than just make buildings or blankets. They really are to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then along with it, they sent us for the children their own little mite box so they can put pennies in there. And don't be like me. At first I thought I had to fill this up, and I felt very guilty when it wasn't full to the top. Remember, the lady only gave 2 mites. So give what you can, and these will be, you'll be finding them in the next couple of weeks in your mailboxes. And the kids, I'll get those to your Sunday school team.
All right, just want to remind everybody, you probably saw in the newsletter that our annual meeting is next Sunday. So we have a stack of annual reports out in the narthex, so pick those up. There'll be some available next week too. So next Sunday, immediately after church in the fellowship hall, takes a couple minutes to grab some food, find a seat, and then we'll have our meeting while you're eating so we can kind of get through it without taking up too much time. Thanks. And regular council meeting Tuesday.
One piece of sad news to share too with the congregation. Yesterday afternoon, Arnold Hahn passed away. I shared that during the Bible study. He had a fall and got sick. And literally in the hospital, a quote from him yesterday about 3 o'clock was, "I just want to go and find mom," is what he said. Some of you know that his wife Maxine passed away, I think it was December 23rd. So we want to keep the Hans in prayer. And today's message is a good one for us to hear. And that is, joy overcomes all the sadness that we have in life. It covers all the grief as well, and that includes death. So it's a good thing that we're gathered together today. We're at the end of service, we might have to reintroduce one another to each other. It's kind of unusual. We're gathered here this morning.